Right, let's start with A, shall we? May as well. Number one, astute. 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 And if you are astute, it means that you are clever and able to make quick decisions. Number two, articulate. 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 If you are articulate, it means that you are able to express your thoughts clearly and effectively. And this is normally through speaking, but it can also be through writing as well. Number three, audacious. 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 If you are audacious, it means that you are willing to take big risks without even being scared. So, for example, the astute businesswoman, articulate in her demands, made an audacious move that surprised everyone. B. Number one, bold. 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 And if you are bold, it means that you are brave and confident and willing to take risks. It's quite similar to audacious. Number two, breathtaking. 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 And if something is breathtaking, it means that it is so impressive or beautiful that it takes your breath away. Number three, brisk. 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 And brisk means that something is quick, active, and energetic. So, for example, you might go for a brisk walk, which means you are going for a quick walk. Another example is his bold decision to climb the breathtaking mountain was followed by a brisk walk to the top. C. Number one, comprehensive. 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 And if something is comprehensive, it means that it covers all the details. You know, it's extremely detailed. Number two, candid. 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 And if something or someone is candid, it means that it is very truthful, honest, and straightforward, even when it's uncomfortable. Number three, charismatic. 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 If you are charismatic, it means that you are able to attract and influence other people. And this is normally through your words, but it can sometimes be through your actions as well. A word that is similar to this is charming. There you go, that's a little bonus one for you right there. So, for example, the charismatic YouTuber, who always candid with his audience, uploaded a comprehensive video that left his students amazed. You guys are amazed? Oh, wow, thank you so much. That's really kind. I appreciate it. D. Number one, diligent. 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 If you are diligent, it means that you are very hardworking and you pay close attention to detail. You know, you're comprehensive. Number two, driven. 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 So if you are driven, it means that you are very motivated to achieve something. Number three, daring. Sorry, I forgot there. Number three is daring. 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 Okay? And if you are daring, it means that you are brave, bold and willing to take risks. So yeah, really similar to bold and of course audacious. So, for example, the diligent detective, driven by an unsolved mystery, suggested a daring journey into the most dangerous part of town. Sorry guys if I'm sweating a little bit, by the way. I'm currently in Japan and in the most British way possible, it is bloody boiling. E, which is actually the most common letter in the English language. Maybe I just completely made that up, but you never know. You never know. Number one, eloquent. 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 So if you are eloquent, it means that you are fluent or persuasive when you are speaking or writing. So think of a really good author or a public speaker. Number two, endearing. 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 If something or someone is endearing, it means that it or they make it very easy for people to like them. So if you are endearing, you are likable. So a cute cat can be endearing. A nice, funny person can also be endearing. Number three, empathetic. 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 And if you are empathetic, it means that you are able to understand and share other people's feelings. So say, for example, one of your friends has recently failed an important test. If they're feeling really sad, if you are an empathetic person, then you will understand why they're feeling sad and you will also feel sad too. You know, you are sharing their feelings. It's a very good skill to have. So let me give you an example. The man's eloquent video was filled with endearing jokes and an empathetic understanding of his students' needs. Okay, that is the last one about me, I promise. F, which is actually the least common letter in the English language. Maybe, I just made that up. Anyway, number one, frank. 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 And if you are frank, it means that you are open and honest when you are speaking or writing. So it's quite similar to candid. Number two, fierce. 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 And this means that something is intense, powerful, or scary. So things such as dragons, for instance, are normally described as fierce. Number three, feasible. 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 And if something is feasible, it means that it is possible and realistic, so it's doable. For example, if you have to travel for 30 minutes to work every day, you know, that's feasible, it's doable. However, if you need to travel for 3 hours to work every day, it's not really feasible. Let me give you another example. The man was frank about the fierce competition, but the plan he presented was definitely feasible. G, number one, gracious, gracious, gracious. And if you are gracious, it means that you are polite, nice, and pleasant. Number two, generous, generous, generous. If you are generous, it means that you give more than what is expected or more than what is usual. So you can be generous with your time, your money, or your food, those types of things. Number three, genuine, genuine, genuine. And if something is genuine, it means that it is real, you know, it's not fake whatsoever. So for instance, you can have a genuine gold watch, which means that it is actually made of gold. A person can also be genuine, which means that they truly mean what they say or do. So for example, the gracious queen, genuine in her smile, was generous enough to donate her entire wardrobe to charity. Sorry guys, I just miss her so much. Right, it is absolutely boiling, so I'm going to pick this video up tomorrow morning. See you there. Right, guys, I'm back. Thank you so much for waiting. Have you guys just been sat here the whole night waiting for me? Thanks. Thanks, I guess. Anyway, number one, humble. 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 And if you are humble, it means that you don't think you are better than you actually are. Now, this can sound like something negative. Maybe it sounds like you have low confidence, but it's actually seen as a good thing. Number two, hospitable. 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 If you are hospitable, it means that you are friendly and welcoming to strangers or guests. Number three, hasty. 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 If you are hasty or if something is hasty, it means it is done very quickly, which can often lead to mistakes. So for instance, you might make a hasty decision and it's probably not going to be the best decision because it was kind of rushed. So, for example, the humble scientist, though sometimes hasty in his experiments, was known for being hospitable, always offering tea to his visitors. I, you know, the center of the universe, obviously. Number one, influential. 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 So if something is influential, it means that it has a big impact on other people. So, for example, celebrities tend to be quite influential towards their fans, or a film, like a cool film, can be influential. It can influence you to do something, maybe start playing volleyball or start playing football, for example. Number two, invaluable. 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 So if something is invaluable, it means it's extremely important. It's very, very valuable. It's invaluable. Number three, impeccable. 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 And if something is impeccable, it means it is perfect. So without any bad parts. So you can have impeccable manners, or a film can be impeccable. Yes. Yeah. A film, not a movie. As mentioned before, we're not American here, bro. Okay. So let me give you another example, guys. His influential cooking show, with its invaluable tips on traditional recipes, led to an impeccable 5-course meal that impressed every guest. J, number one, jubilant, jubilant, jubilant. And if you are jubilant, it means that you are very happy. Number two, jolly, jolly, jolly. If you are jolly, it means that you are very happy. Number 3, joyful, joyful, joyful. If you are joyful, it means that you are very happy, or you make other people happy. So, you know, there's a slight difference there. Right. Let me give you an example. The jubilant crowd danced to the joyful music, which was being sung by a jolly singer, K. And did you know that less than 1% of words in the English language start with a K? And that actually is a fact. But don't worry, guys. I have found some for you. So number 1, keen, keen, keen. And this is one of my favorite words. If you're wondering, my favorite word is actually elegant. I really like that word. It just looks nice. It looks elegant, you know. Anyway, keen. Right, if you are keen for something, it means that you are very enthusiastic and you really want to do it. So if someone asks you if you want to do something, you can just reply by saying keen, which means that you are, means you are keen. Right, number 2, key, key, key. And if something is key, it means it is extremely important, you know, essential. Number 3, kind-hearted, kind-hearted, kind-hearted. If you are kind-hearted, it means that you are very nice, generous, and pleasant. You know, your heart is kind. So, for example, her keen eye for detail made her a key team member known for being both effective and kind-hearted. L. Number 1, lively, lively, lively. If you are lively, it means that you are energetic and outgoing. Number 2, level-headed, level-headed, level-headed. If you are level-headed, it means that you are very calm and rational and sensible, especially when you are under pressure. Number 3, liberal, liberal, liberal. And if you are liberal, it means that you are open to new ideas, even if you don't particularly agree with them. You know, you are liberal, you're still going to listen to them. You won't automatically say they are wrong. So, for example, the lively book festival attracted liberal thinkers from all over, but it was the level-headed security who made sure everyone stayed safe. I'm telling you, those book festivals get absolutely crazy. M. And we are at the halfway point. So number 1, meticulous, meticulous, meticulous. And if something is meticulous, it means that it is extremely detailed. So it's similar to the word comprehensive or diligent. Number 2, mundane, mundane, mundane. And if something is mundane, it pretty much just means that it is extremely boring. Number 3, motivated, motivated, motivated. If you are motivated, it means that you really want to do something or achieve something. So it's very similar to the word driven. Right, let me give you an example. The motivated and meticulous artist spent hours perfecting every detail in her painting, driven by the desire to transform something mundane into a masterpiece. N. Number 1, nimble, nimble, nimble. If you are nimble, it means you are able to think or move very quickly. So for example, when you're watching the Olympics and you see the table tennis people, they are very nimble. Number 2, notable, notable, notable. If something is notable, it means that it is significant, you know, it's worth taking note of. A very similar word to this is noteworthy. They just mean the same thing. Number 3, nonchalant, nonchalant, nonchalant. And if someone is nonchalant, it means they are very calm and unworried in a way that seems casual and cool. So, for example, the nimble dancer, notable for her grace, remained nonchalant even during the toughest dances. Number 1, optimistic, optimistic, optimistic. If you are optimistic, it means that you are hopeful and positive about the future. Number 2, observant, observant, observant. If you are observant, it means that you notice or observe small details, and you do that very quickly. It means that you are kind of alert to things. Number 3, original, original, original. If something is original, it means that it's unique and fresh. You know, it's never been done before. Kind of like my videos. Well, most of them, anyway. So, for example, the optimistic artist, always observant of the little details, created original masterpieces from old scraps of denim.